Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
February 1, 1806. Indian canoes. A few days ago, Joe Field killed some elk. A party was sent out to bring in the meat, but were unable to accomplish their task. Today, a new party is sent out. Lewis writes,
"This morning, a party of four men set out with Joseph Field. Sergeant Gass, with a party of five men, again set out up the Nettle River in search of the elk which had been killed some days since, and which could not be found in consequence of the snow. The natives inhabiting the lower portion of the Columbia River make their canoes remarkably neat, light, and well adapted for riding high waves. I have seen the natives near the coast riding waves in these canoes with safety and apparently without concern, where I should have thought it impossible for any vessel of the same size to live a minute. Some of the large canoes are upwards of 50 feet long and will carry from 8 to 10,000 pounds or from 20 to 30 persons, and some of them, particularly on the sea coast, are waxed, painted, and ornamented with curious images at bow and stern. These images sometimes rise to the height of 5 feet. The pedestals on which these images are fixed are sometimes cut out of solid stick with the canoe, and imagery is formed of separated small pieces of timber firmly united with tenons and mortise without the assistance of a single spike. This form of canoe we did not meet with until we reached tidewater or below the Grand Rapids. The images are representations of a great variety of grotesque figures, any of which might be safely worshipped without committing a breach of the commandments. Captain Meriwether Lewis, February 1, 1806.
The long description of the canoes and how they were controlled was augmented by drawings showing several types of these canoes, along with some sketches of the imagery. Many of the canoes were actually made by the Inuktas of Vancouver Island, British Columbia, and traded south to the Chinooks. They were considered excellent seaworthy craft. The reference to the commandments in today's entry is one of the rare biblical references in the journals. Here, Lewis is citing the injunction in Exodus chapter 20, verse 4, against making or worshipping an image of anything in the heavens, on the earth, or in the waters under the earth. Tomorrow, another day not worthy of notice.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Hal Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.